When it comes to some of the top wide receivers inside the AFC West, where does Denver Broncos star wideout Courtland Sutton fit into the mix here in 2022? We debate, we discuss, and much more on today's brand new Thursday episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. He's the site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Make sure you check out our work, our written content at those sites respectively. Outside of that, we also cover the Broncos for the Locked On Network and Nine News. Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to make Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, listening wherever you get your podcast or watching us on YouTube. Sarah, continuing on with our conversation here this week. It's been a fun week. We're going through the offseason blues, interesting topics, interesting conversations that we've had with other fan bases in the comment section about various players inside the AFC West. It continues on here today as we take a look at where Courtland Sutton stands amongst other wide receiver ones inside the AFC West.
That's right. It's going to be a fun discussion because I think, like we've talked about before, Courtland Sutton could be poised for maybe a breakout 2.0 season. And I know we're talking about the offseason blues, Cody. I know you're a big TV and movies aficionado. I don't know if you're big a Stranger Things guy. So, I mean, that's tomorrow, the finale, the two-episode finale. So maybe some strange things happening in the AFC West this year with Courtland Sutton taking that leap forward and really establishing himself now that Tyreek Hill's out of the division. And I think with Davante Adams even coming in, you know, there's no real evidence other than Fresno State a handful of years ago that he's going to be the same guy with Derek Carr that he was with Aaron Rodgers. So very interesting discussion here in terms of who could be the best receiver in the AFC West now that Russell Wilson is the guy throwing passes in Denver.
Well, let's take a look at Courtland from just an overall perspective, what he's been through his entire career. I think we always want to go back to that 2019 season where he had Joe Flacco, he had Brandon Allen, he had Drew Locke. I mean, it was all over the place for the amount of guys that were throwing him the football. But it didn't seem to matter, Sarah, as he had one of his most productive years of his career, really in his second season, breaking onto the scene. And everyone's like, hey, okay, he's going to move himself into top 10 territory. I mean, six receiving touchdowns, over 1,100 yards in that 2019 season. I think a lot of us were really excited about the trajectory of Court. And then in 2020, misses the week one game because in the practice leading up to that, he separates his AC joint in practice, which was a big thing because then that was one blow. And then there was the blow of Von Miller tearing his ligament in his ankle and being out the rest of the season. That was not a fun time in Broncos country. And then he returns in week two and he gets off to a hot start, three catches, 44 yards, big play down the left sideline. And then all of a sudden he tears his ACL in that game. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel for Courtland. This is a guy who had so much riding on this season. And then last year, just the situation I think that Courtland was in, returning off that ACL, there were a lot of questions. Okay, you know, how long will it take him to get up to speed? Well, he had a really dominant, damn good game against the Jaguars in week two over, I believe he had 11 targets and 10 catches for over 150-something yards. That was the Courtland Sutton that we saw in 2019. That was the Courtland Sutton that we're like, okay, hey, when the Broncos are rolling, when they have offensive, you know, aptitude, not ineptitude, but aptitude, if that's even a real word right here, Courtland Sutton is the top dog there. And I feel like, Sarah, he can return to that this season. A lot's going to be contingent upon how fast the relationship and the connection with he and Russ work.
I think he can too. I really do believe he can get back there. You know, what's crazy about last season is we remember that Jaguars game for just the high. I mean, it was the most targets he received pretty much all season, but I can't really remember like the touchdowns that Sutton scored, you know, like back in the 2019 season. I can pinpoint in my brain a number of the plays that he made, and just specifically calling forth some of those memories, the two touchdowns against the Chargers in Drew Locke's debut, the touchdown against the Browns where he skied over Denzel Ward, the catch and run against the Chargers from Joe Flacco. I can remember those moments still pretty vividly. I don't remember anything from last season, to be honest with you. And that's not to say that Sutton wasn't memorable, but I think the way that he was utilized was borderline irrelevant. I mean, it was sad to watch. And we talked about it throughout the season on this show, but we know what Courtland Sutton is. He's a big play threat at every level of the field. He can do it all. He can take a slant like we've seen before. He can take a slant for a big gain. He can do the deep cross. He could do the deep over or whatever. He can just go long and just get open on Hutt. Courtland Sutton can do it, and he can make plays and make things happen for your offense. It's just sad that we haven't seen it calendar wise, the better part of 3 years. We haven't really seen that. So I'm excited for Russell Wilson to finally be in town. I think a lot of people want to talk about, well, Jerry Jeudy's going to have a breakout, or KJ Hamler's going to become the Tyler Lockett of this offense. But I think what's being vastly underrated right now is that Courtland Sutton could be, the best version of him that we've possibly seen yet.
And that could be a very scary thing, right? And I don't think it's far too unrealistic to think that that's possible here, considering the fact that the Broncos have a brand new quarterback with Russ. And you just going back to last season, I think a lot of my frustration, you and I both, multiple post-game reports that we did here on the show, we just talked about, like, why does Courtland only have 3 targets in the game? Why does he only have 1 catch in the game? Why isn't Pat Shurmur? Why isn't Teddy Bridgewater, whoever's at quarterback, why aren't they going towards Courtland? I mean, Courtland is a huge security blanket, in my opinion. Look, as much as we love how reliable Tim Patrick has been, the prospects of what Jerry Jeudy could be, Courtland Sutton is the guy. He is your big play guy when you need it. You need a big play downfield to move the chains. You need to draw a deep pass interference call. He's going to do that because of how big and how fast and how physical he is for this Broncos team. And I tell you what, I remember one touchdown from Courtland last season. It came in that home loss against the Las Vegas Raiders, and it was a little bit late in that game, kind of in the stat padding time. But Courtland is a guy who fought through so much frustration alongside other Broncos receivers last year, just the offense in general, multiple players who were frustrated with how Pat Shurmur was doing things. And Courtland had conversations about what was going on with George Payton, because when those contract talks were happening and it was signed, George Payton, I can't put my name on this, but I can tell you some things I heard were said in that meeting were that Courtland Sutton, they're like, we're going to go get you a quarterback this season. Both he and Tim Patrick, we're going to get you a quarterback this offseason. And they did that in a big way. Look, they were shooting for Aaron Rodgers, and then they landed Russell Wilson. I mean, that's a pretty dang good bargain if you ask me. So I tell you what, this could be the year we really see Courtland break out. But how does he compare against some of the other top wide receivers inside the AFC West? Both Sarah Bettinger and myself, we're going to debate and discuss him against Davante Adams, Mike Williams, or Keenan Allen, and also take a look at some of the receivers that the Chiefs have on their roster coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about rockauto.com, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. If you need anything for your vehicle, rockauto.com has everything that you can be looking for, whether it's brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, or even brand new carpet for your vehicle. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, rockauto.com has everything you could be looking for with an easy click of their website, where you can choose based on year, make, model, brands, specifications, and even the prices that you prefer, because prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. You no longer have to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more at a local chain auto parts store or car dealership when you can get them cheaper and delivered directly to your doorstep with rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or your truck. Right, Lockdown Broncos in there. How did you hear about us box so that they know that we sent you? Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. As we jump into the second half action on today's episode, Locked On Broncos, we're going to discuss where we believe Courtland Sutton compares against some of the other wide receivers in the division. We compare player profile traits and also environments for a lot of these players as it pertains to Courtland as well. So, Sarah, really looking at this division, you mentioned in the very beginning of the show, the addition of Davante Adams for the Las Vegas Raiders is huge. It makes them instantaneously better when you factor in there's guys like Hunter Renfrow, who just got a big-time contract extension. Darren Waller, who's still going to need to be paid here very soon. They could lose out on him in a year or two potentially there, but they do have Davante Adams, who did at one point secure the highest paid contract by any wide receiver in the NFL. Initially, he reset the market, and then other guys, former Chief Tyreek Hill came in and reset that with the Miami Dolphins once again here. But, you know, looking at Courtland Sutton in comparison to these guys, you know, where does he stand? Let's talk about Davante Adams first.
Yeah, I think when you talk about Davante Adams, you would be a fool to not say he's one of the top two or three wide receivers in the NFL. And I think a lot of people think he's the best because he's one of the most well-rounded. And he's one of those guys where, to me, he's so different from everyone else because when he was with Green Bay, I mean, he was their number one target by a million miles because it's well documented. The Packers did not really add much help around him, at least in the draft or big money free agents. Davante Adams was really the guy. Aaron Rodgers made guys like Robert Tonyan and other players on that roster. Alan Lazard, all due respect to those guys, but Aaron Rodgers has lifted that, you know, situation. But with Davante Adams, he's the type of guy that it's third and six. The Packers need 7 yards. Then everybody knows they're going to number 17, and somehow he still finds the way to get 7 or 8 yards on third and six to move the chains, or it's the red zone. Everybody knows the Packers are going to number 17, and he still finds a way to get it done. That's, to me, what makes him so great, is that he's one of those guys that if you're a fantasy football player, you're like, I can throw Davante Adams in my lineup every week, and he's going to get me like 30 points or 25 points or something like that every single week, just because he is so consistent, such strong hands, such great body control, excellent route runner, very effective on the back shoulder fade. Just such a, if this is even a thing, like a wise wide receiver, right? He just understands really well how to play the game. So it's going to be fascinating to see the difference between how he had that chemistry with Aaron Rodgers and now trying to revive the old college bro days with Derek Carr, right? And getting that done in Las Vegas, because we've seen Josh McDaniels can scheme an offense for a wide receiver pretty dang well. I mean, he's one of those types that he's going to try to make you stop something. I'm going to throw it to Davante Adams 100 times. And if you can stop it, go ahead. If you can't, we're going to keep doing it.
Well, and I think that's something to monitor. You know, going from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr is definitely interesting, right? But, you know, even like knowing Derek Carr's history against the AFC West, he has carved up opposing AFC West teams, specifically the Denver Broncos. His efficiency, passing, you know, completion percentage against the Broncos is ridiculously high. So that is something I am monitoring this, especially with Hunter Renfro there, with Darren Waller. I mean, they just have a multitude of guys that can contribute. So I think that'll be a huge storyline to watch. Does Davante Adams maintain that same level of production with Derek Carr, who, as you mentioned, has that former chemistry with, being former teammates at Fresno State? We'll see how that pans out. But let's go to the Los Angeles Chargers now, because I feel like the last couple of years it's fluctuated who's been wide receiver one. It went from Keenan Allen, I think, to last year it was Mike Williams, ideally, who had the better production for them at the wide receiver position. When we talk about where Cortland's maybe had a disadvantage, I would say that they probably had better quarterback play. Like, even the Raiders have had better quarterback play with their receiving guys than Cortland Sutton simply has throughout his career as a Denver Bronco. Is that a fair assumption to make here?
I think very fair. And I think that a lot of people that are listening to this could call that an excuse for Cortland Sutton, but I just don't think that's the case. We've talked about this multiple times, and dating back to that 2019 season, Cortland Sutton kind of proved that he's QB proof in a way when he's fully healthy and when they're actually getting him the ball. I mean, he can make those plays and he can make the offense better. But for guys like Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, you went from Phillip Rivers directly to Justin Herbert, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. So you went from one of the top quarterbacks in the game to another top quarterback in the game. And really, Justin Herbert has elevated their level of play as well by getting them the ball accurately, by the Chargers just becoming a really big time passing attack. So I do think that's played a huge factor, is the fact that, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, you've had better quarterback play and better. There's so many different things to the domino effect of that: better ball placement, more targets, better scheming for your offense, just better vision from your quarterback, the ability to get out of the pocket and make plays on the run and not fold under the pressure. Those things benefit your wide receivers because it gives you more opportunities to make those plays. And I think that those guys have really benefited from that. And the same could be said of the Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers with Patrick Mahomes getting them the ball.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously gone is Tyreek Hill, but Travis Kelce still looms large here. They obviously added Sky Moore in the NFL draft. They have Justin Ross as an undrafted rookie free agent, who a lot of people are saying, hey, keep an eye on this guy. He has a lot of production potential here for Kansas City. But then you factor in Mecole Hardman, who is assuming, in our opinion, that wide receiver one role with this team with the departure of Tyreek Hill. Mecole Hardman was brought in to be Tyreek Hill, and essentially when they believed that they weren't going to have him due to facing a potential suspension. So it's going to be a big year for him. They have Marquez Valdes-Scantling, obviously, who came over from the Green Bay Packers. There's that chemistry there. So I know when the Raiders and the Chiefs play, I know Davante Adams and him are going to chop it up a little bit there. But then outside of that, who really is? I mean, I feel like the guy that you have to worry about the most if you're playing the Chiefs, and I feel like it's going to be Travis Kelce. So Travis Kelce realistically is the wide receiver one here, in my opinion, based on production, based on usage rate and volume for the Chiefs. And for the way he's utilized, it's so different. Like, I don't think we can compare it one bit to Cortland. However, I will kind of counter and say that what Nathaniel Hackett has said, that he just doesn't want guys to be, you know, specialists at one area. He wants them to be able to line up anywhere. So Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, these are guys that aren't just going to line up on the outside. They're also going to line up inside the slot at times. They're going to line up a little bit closer to the end man on the line of scrimmage, whether it be a tight end, whether it be a tackle, and they're going to try to get vertical, outside, across. I mean, they're trying to figure out ways to maximize what they can do with their skill set, their size, their speed, and some of the other traits that they do have here. I think when we go back as well, where Cortland's been at, we go back to the injury in 2020. He missed most of that year, and that definitely impacted him in a way. 2021, the quarterback situation for the Broncos was less than ideal with Teddy Bridgewater. You know, as reliable as he was, is just being able to run the clock down and maybe throw the short ball consistently enough. He just wasn't what Cortland Sutton needed from a quarterback at this point of his career. So I imagine we will see a little bit of a spike with the addition here of Russell Wilson coming into the 2022 NFL season. In Broncos country, let us know down below what you think about where Cortland Sutton maybe has the advantage or disadvantage in comparison to some of the other wide receivers here inside the AFC West. Let us know in the comment section down below. But coming up here in just a moment, we're going to discuss how Cortland Sutton can secure the top spot as the top dog inside the AFC West. Before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information this season. And you can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including Major League Baseball, NFL futures, and more. BetOnline is your continuous source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to make Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day, both Sarah Benninger and myself, we appreciate you so much for tuning into all things Denver Broncos coverage here, Lockdown Broncos. You get it every single day all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an offseason. All right, Sarah, how can Cortland Sutton secure the top dog spot inside the AFC West as wide receiver one? What does he need to do here in 2022 to maybe get that consideration, get that respect, not just from other AFC West division opponents, but also I'd say from the NFL? How can he elevate himself here this season, in your opinion?
Well, I think there's a pretty clean slate to work with now that Russell Wilson is the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. It changes everything in the AFC West. It's no longer, well, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they have Justin Herbert throwing them the ball. So they're obviously on a different tier because they're going to be able to be better because of their quarterback situation. And with the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, it's like you mentioned, it's a whole host of guys that's like, hey, we're going to throw as many darts as we can. Juju Smith-Schuster and Sky Moore and Travis Kelce, all these guys, and we're going to see who can rise to the top. And for the Las Vegas Raiders, it starts with Davante Adams, and whether or not he can have the same type of chemistry, like we've said, with Derek Carr that he had with Aaron Rodgers. So I think for Cortland Sutton, it's a new day. It's a fresh, clean slate to say we've got an elite quarterback in the Mile High City, and you've got an opportunity now, if you see the right amount of targets coming your direction, for somebody to really amplify the things that you do best.
Well, and I think for Cortland as well, that's exactly what he's looking for. I love that you mentioned a clean slate with Russell Wilson, because I think everybody this offseason has been trying to figure out, you know, is Cortland going to be the DK Metcalf role? Is Jerry Jeudy going to be the Tyler Lockett role? Is KJ Hamler going to be the Tyler Lockett role? I don't think that's what's going to be applicable. I think that when we look at the air yards targeted, Cortland Sutton was tied up there with DK Metcalf. However, the efficiency wasn't there simply because of the fact that the Broncos quarterback play sucked. Now, one thing that you mentioned here as well is looking at potential targets. Like, where does Cortland need to be here in 2022 with a new quarterback that loves to throw the football? Could he see 130, 150 targets this upcoming season? In my opinion, Sarah, based on how we looked at how often he was targeted or not targeted in 2021, It makes sense that maybe, yeah, I think that's very attainable. Now, I want to go through here. Okay, in 2019, that breakout season for the Broncos that he had, 72 catches, 1,100 yards, and 6 touchdowns, he had a total of 124 total targets, and he had 72 receptions there. So he was primarily the number one go-to guy. Now, take a look at this as well here coming into when we talk about 2021. The amount of targets that he had 98 targets and 58 receptions there for 776 yards. So still pretty good production, almost 800 yards receiving, despite the fact that he didn't have as many receptions there in comparison to his best year. But 98 targets, can't do that. And I do think we could see 130 to 150 targets for a guy like Courtland here in 2022. In your opinion, like, where do you want that sweet spot to be, especially when we talk about guys like Courtland? You know, you have Courtland, you have Jerry, you have KJ, you have Timmy P, you have Albert O, you have Greg Dulcich, you even have your running backs too. Is 130 targets realistic considering all these other playmakers that are out there on Denver?
I think it could be tight, but I think it is possible, right? It's got to be possible because we've talked about this. He's your alpha. He's that wide receiver one for your offense. So it's got to be at least possible, right? You've got to be able to come into every week and say, okay, 130 targets distributed over 17 regular season games. That's not even 10 targets a week. So that's, and that may seem like asking a lot for even 7, 8, 9 targets a week. But at the same time, I do think that there's an opportunity there for Courtland Sutton to get that kind of workload, because we talked about this with Javonte Williams. We think he's going to be the featured back this year. That doesn't mean that Melvin Gordon's never going to play. And the same is true for Courtland Sutton. He could be the featured receiver weekly, but at the same time, that doesn't mean other guys aren't going to get targets. It just might be different secondary players making the biggest impact on a week-to-week basis, with the occasional other player like Jerry Jeudy or Tim Patrick or maybe even KJ Hamler or one of the tight ends taking that spot as well. Wow, we just saw Jerry Jeudy led the team with like 15 targets this week. He was red hot. Or Tim Patrick had 12. I think we could see weeks like that, but I think for the most part, we are going to see Sutton be that guy that's 7, 8, 9, 10 targets or more every single week for this Denver Broncos offense.
You want to know something that makes me sick to my stomach based on seeing how Courtland Sutton's been utilized? Okay, I'm going to read you Davante Adams' overall targets that he's gotten in the course of the last 5 years. Okay, 2017, 117 total targets. Pretty good there. 2018, 169 targets there. Ridiculous. 2019, 127 targets. 2020, 149 targets at the receiver position. Oh, and 2021, which is a ridiculous year for him as well, 169 targets. And you know how many catches he had? 123. Could you imagine if Courtland Sutton had that type of season, if he had that type of volume being seen by a quarterback? I don't know. It kind of gets me a little excited here. I think the possibility is there, and hopefully Broncos country is in agreement. We want to know what you think as well. What does Courtland Sutton need to do, in your opinion, to help solidify himself as a top dog inside the AFC West? Let us know in the YouTube comment section down below, or tweet us on Twitter at @CodyRourkeNFL, @SarBettinger, @LockdownBroncos. Broncos country, that'll wrap up today's episode of the show. We appreciate you so much. Tomorrow, Sarah and I are going to take a look at who are the top two duos at the tight end position inside the AFC West. Can Albert Okwuegbunam and Greg Dulcich make a case, or do the Las Vegas Raiders or the Chargers or the Chiefs have a better claim than Denver? We discuss that tomorrow on a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.